I sit with you?
Nay, wouldn't. So your friends just left you here, huh? Did they do that often? Don't exactly sound like the best of friends to me. They go off with some bimbos and leave you here all alone with no way to get home. Doesn't sound like the most confident defense I've heard. Don't worry. I'm sure your friends are very nice people outside of the club scene. It's completely okay to be mad at them, you know. Trust me, it's been around a while. Some people are just assholes. How long? Hey, it's rude to ask a man of her age. Teasing. Don't worry, honey. Well, let's just say I'm quite a bit older than I look. Hey, you want to try and guess how old I am? 30? Oh, honey, that's so generous of you. You're a real sweetheart, you know that. Nah, try going higher. Higher. Even higher. Not even close. Hey, what's your name anyway? Well, nice to meet you. I'm Mayhem. What's that? I think I'm pretty. Aw, thank you. You know, you're not too bad looking yourself. Listen, did you think I would have come over and sit by you if I didn't think you were cute? Come on, do I look like a woman who has bad taste? I'm still just teasing. You get frustrated and nervous so easily. Do all beautiful women have this effect on you, or am I just like... Of course I like it, sweetie. I love making a guy nervous and anxious. And I knew that he needed you to pull off on you. Tell just by the way you were sitting down over here, nursing your drink and staring vacantly at the lights. You clearly don't want to be here right now. And I don't blame you. Right now, you'd much rather be somewhere quiet with me instead. Stuttering and falling inside so we can talk without shouting, handsome. Yeah, that's much better. You like that? The night air? It's so cold and clean. It's energizing, isn't it? Aw, you're shivering. It's not that cold. I mean, look at me. I'm doing just fine and I don't have a jacket and pants on like you. Well, go on. Keep looking at me. I don't mind. You like my outfit, don't you? The fishnets, the tight leather corset that hugs my giant tits. Or maybe it's the boots you're into. You one of those guys? Ooh, and you're blushing. Nice. No need to be ashamed, sweetie. This is exactly the effect I wanted to have on you. You know, right now in this moonlight, you look even better. In the club, you were a snack. But out here, you're like an entire meal. I could just eat you up right here. You'd like that, wouldn't you? I could tell. I can sense your heart racing. I can see your pulse quickening. Oh, didn't I just tell you not to be ashamed? Or you just want to look at my legs again? I totally understand, don't worry. You want to touch them. I know you do. You want to take your hand and slide it up my thigh until you reach my crotch into my skirt. It's okay. Go ahead. Touch my thigh. This isn't me giving you permission. This is me giving you an order. Touch my thigh. Now. Good boy. Soft, isn't it? Firm, too. Go ahead and squeeze it. Forcefully, if you want, even. It's the last amount of strength you're going to exert for some time. Yes. You're mine now, you know. You aren't getting away. Look into my eyes. Come on, look up. Yes. Look into my eyes. I know, they look different. They're so fierce, yes, inviting. You feel safe now. You want to do everything I tell you to do. You're a good boy for me. You're a good pet. You don't want to look away. You just want to let go of my thigh and put your hands at your side.
Now, as I take your face in my hands, you want to look into my eyes. As I draw my lips closer to yours, your eyes become heavy and you get tired. So tired. When I kiss you, you want to pass out into my arms. You need to pass out into my arms. Hey, wake up. Wake up. Come on. There we go. Hey, settle down. Stay still. Come on, I worked really hard to tie you up in those silk straps without hurting your wrists. Could have just used some rope. Well, really, I didn't need to do any of this. I was able to carry you while running back to my house. I wouldn't have any trouble just holding you down. But you have to admit, this is definitely kinky. Oh, don't give me that look. I could tell you liked getting tied up by a mile away. I can sense these things, just like I can sense your heart racing right now. You're scared shitless, lying tied up, naked, in a stranger's bed, while that strange woman you met at the club, who is also naked, stares down at you from the foot of it. Oh, I guess you didn't realize you were naked yet. Well, now you do. No biggie. Well, that's not true. Something is biggie right now. That's another sign you like this. You know, you look so handsome when you blush like that. It takes away all the guilt I feel for kidnapping you like this. I thought about not hypnotizing you, just seducing you the old-fashioned way, but I couldn't help myself. You looked like a lost little puppy, cold and afraid. Felt like I had an obligation to take care of you and take those thoughts off your mind. Well then, let's get down to business. First things first. I should probably explain that bit of hocus-pocus I did earlier. No beating around the bush here, see? I'm a vampire. Wow, I'm impressed. You actually believed me right away. I don't have to turn into a bat or anything to get the point across. It's good. You're gonna adjust well to things. Now see, obviously, vampires drink blood. None of that MySpace bullshit about energy-feeding daywalkers is going on here. What's that? Oh yeah. Of course people don't use MySpace anymore. Give me a break. I did mention earlier that I'm old, or did you forget already? Well, I already told you I'm a vampire, so I might as well just give you my age. I'm 350 years old. I've seen 2 world wars, the fall of empires, all that good stuff. I've also seen Glenn Miller 4 times. That's way more interesting than politics, at least in my opinion. Never would have guessed. Flattery will get you everywhere with me, pet. I'm definitely going to have to keep you lucid from now on. You're a real sweetheart. Can't wait to see just how sweet you are on the inside, though. You're shivering. You know what I'm about to do. You're not dumb, I can tell. Well, listen. I'm feeling generous today, and I can already tell that your answer is going to be regardless. So, I'll give you a bit of a choice. And while I'm doing that, I'll give you a bit of a handy to help you make up your mind. Feels good. Excellent. Now, I could just hypnotize you and take your blood for you, but where's the fun in that? No. I want to hear you ask me to take your blood. I'm not just going to take it from you once, either. This is going to be your life now, if you want it. Sure, you won't be tied up all the time, but you're not going to be leaving my house, and I won't be leaving much either, since I'll have you here. You're going to be devoted to serving me in any way I ask you. You will feed every one of my hungers, and trust me, I'm very ravenous. Is that what you want, pet? Do you want to become my cattle, my slave? Every night I will take you sexually. You're going to eat my pussy and my ass and suck on my tits. You're going to get on your knees and beg me for your release. But I'm a generous mistress. I will give you release. I'll make you in every way imaginable. With my hands, my thighs, my cunt, my mouth, my ass. house. I'll even with my feet if you're into it. And then, every week or so, I'll need to feed. And your cock won't be the only thing I drain. Look at my teeth, my canines. Yes, they're fangs now. I'll use those fangs to bat into your neck. I won't have to do it hard. They're pretty sharp even after 3.5 centuries. But you're gonna bleed. And you're gonna bleed a lot. If you thought you were exhausted before when I hypnotized you, you don't know anything about being tired. Hey now, I just told you I'm a generous mistress. I won't suck you dry. Then I'd have to go out and find another guy. Besides, you're the cutest I've seen so far. I don't want to just toss you out. You'll be exhausted for days afterwards, but I'll help you. I'll nurse you back to health. And then, when you're healthy enough, you'll get right back to eating me out and begging me to fuck you. And I'll fuck you. And you'll love every goddamn second of it. My personal fuck toy and blood bank. So what will it be? Does that sound good? I know you want to be my pet forever, but say it for me. Repeat after me. Say to me, please, Mayhem, let me be your slave. Again. Just one more time. Perfect. Such a good boy for me. I know how to pick them, don't I? Now then. I think you've earned a treat, and I've earned a treat. How about I stop stroking your dick, mount you, and just drain your body with my mouth and my pussy? Kill 2 birds with 1 stone? Well, not like you have much of a choice. You are my slave, after all. Look at you down there, huh? All happy and smiling. Good boy. You look very different than the lost, scared puppy I met at the club earlier. I'm just gonna slide you inside me. Oh, hell yes. This is good. Oh, it's so tight. Your eyes are so wide right now. It's finally hitting you, isn't it? The realization of what you just signed up for. It's okay to be anxious, honey. Your life is gonna be so different, but so much better. All you need to worry about from now on is this. Being a good little fuck toy for me, my slave. Yes. Yes. Well, there is something else you need to worry about, obviously. Right now, I'm hungry. I need to feed. If I don't, I just might drain you dry after all. And we don't want that, right? No, we don't. So when I sink my teeth into you, I want you to come, slave. Empty your balls as I empty your veins. Become mine completely. Give up your old life. And embrace your true purpose. You better fucking be ready for me. Tilt your head to the side. Now. Fuck, that was so good. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Ooh, you're still awake too. Just barely though. You did very good for me. No, don't say anything. Just stay quiet. Like I said earlier, you're going to be very weak for the next few days. But I'm going to be here for you. Feed you, give you water, and I'll hold you just like this, like I am now. mine now. My most treasured possession. And I take good care of my things. Go ahead. Sleep, my slave. You've more than earned it.